Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Connor Riley, Dog Nation. Connor Riley, he writes for Dog Nation, covers the dogs, has done an amazing job all year long. With this championship team. Before we talk about what happened in Athens, and Mike and I were up there, it was so much fun. We had a great time last weekend. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, and what are your thoughts, or what do you know about Stetson Bennett? What is the holdup, Swole Up?
I don't know what the holdup is, but at this point, I'd probably lean to him coming back and being, you know, to start the year, to start spring camp, Georgia's starting quarterback at this point in time. I think that's sort of the way things are trending there. You parse through some of the comments Stetson has made after winning the national championship, and knowing Stetson the way that I do, and not that I know him, you know, as a person or anything but like that, but in terms of covering him, he still really likes playing the game of football. And so if he's got an opportunity to do that, Georgia's going to afford him the ability to do so, which I believe that they are. He's going to be playing quarterback for Georgia next year. And I know there are people out there that might not love it, that want to see him ride off in the sunset, which is coded language for I don't want to see him be the quarterback at Georgia anymore. But
right.
He's a national championship quarterback, and I thought he played well at times this season. And going forward, you wonder how much higher his ceiling is and how much better can he get with another year of experience in what will likely be a Todd Monken offense.
I've said this to listeners a million times. Chris Winkie was like 25 when he stepped onto the Florida State campus and had them in national championships every other year. So I just don't get the pushback. I mean, you know, I don't care what he's going to do in the NFL. Just real quick, because we were just kind of handicapping what Kirby's mindset is. Because Kirby wants to go with what he knows, and the other guys might be the five or the four stars or whatever. Kirby, would you think that it's obvious to think Kirby would want him back?
I do think he wants him back. I think there's a, like you sort of touched on there, Mike, we know what Stetson is. We've known what Stetson was, you know, over the course of the season. I think that's part of the reason why he went with Stetson over JT. You knew Stetson, yes, he was going to make two or three turnover-worthy plays a game, but he was also going to move the ball efficiently. He was going to be able to create plays with his legs, and when presented the opportunity, take strikes downfield, like we saw in the national championship game on the touchdown pass to Adonai Mitchell. With JT Daniels, it was much more of an unknown whether or not he could consistently stay healthy, something he hasn't been able to do. So while theoretically JT Daniels has a higher upside, just like I think I know Brock Vandegrift has a higher upside, we don't exactly know what he's going to be under fire in those live rounds. And I think you can even look at what Carson Beck did this year when he came in the UAB game. He didn't exactly inspire confidence in obviously a limited sample size there. So I do think Kirby does take some pride in the fact that he knows what he at least has in Stetson Bennett next year.
It is Connor Riley, guys. We're talking dogs. Okay, let's go through the defensive side of guys coming back, because we've gotten some big announcements this week. Some unexpected, right? I think some of these were like, oh, okay, he is coming back. But I was saying this to Mike, Connor. You've got now, I think, a head start when you talk about leadership and the expectation of we played on a great defense last year for the new guys that are coming in. What's the biggest returning piece, in your opinion, for the dogs on the defensive side?
It's Nolan Smith, without a doubt, in part because I think what he's able to do, you know, in terms of on-field, obviously, he played a phenomenal game against Michigan. If you get like five or six games like that next year from Nolan Smith, he's going to end up being a first-round draft pick. He had the sack to end the game there against Alabama. If he can get his sack numbers up, I think that's really going to help his draft stock. But for me, what Nolan Smith really brings to this team is that leadership. You know, you lose guys like Nakobe Dean, Trayvon Walker, Jordan Davis. Nolan Smith is going to be the leader of this team next year, and he has no issue doing so. He was the vocal leader, the guy, the loudest guy in the room this year for Georgia. His voice, I think, is only going to be amplified going forward. And for a defense that still has a lot of talent, but will be very young in some spots. I think that voice, that loudness that Nolan Smith brings to the field is going to be appreciated, because Nolan knows what it takes to win a national championship and knows, I think, how to push certain buttons and be the right type of leader for what should be a younger but still incredibly talented defense next season.
It is Connor Riley with us, guys, from Dog Nation. Follow him on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. And as you said, I mean, they're going to turn over a little bit of the defensive line, which makes all the defensive backs sticking around, or the ones that are sticking around. You know, Chris Smith, I think you mentioned Tyke Smith, Keely Ringo, all these guys. I mean, that is, we've always assumed that Alabama would be better going into next year, but this is kind of a real boost, especially on the back end of the defense.
Yeah, obviously, you know, N'Kobe Dean's going to be a first-round pick. Trayvon Walker's probably going to be a first-round pick. You can't expect to keep those kind of guys. But I think in bringing back Chris Smith, who he had interceptions against Clemson and Alabama last year, two of the more talented teams in the country, I don't know how many players out there can say that at this point in time. William Poole made a massive leap, and from where he was in that SEC championship game to the national championship game. Tyke Smith, while he was injured all of last year, the last time we saw him fully healthy, he was an All-American at West Virginia. And not to mention, we haven't even talked about the most talented player, I believe, on this defense is coming back next year, Jalen Carter. That guy is an absolute monster. There is, you know, this defense won't reach the same, you know, once-in-a-decade defense that this year's defense reached. But by the end of the season, it wouldn't surprise me if this is a top-five defense in the country and perhaps even the best with the talent that they have. You just need to, I think, weather the storm early on and get a little seasoning with this front seven.
Connor, yeah, it's great news. I mean, these guys coming back. Now, let's just assume, like you said, that Connor or that Stetson is coming back. Offensively, where is the biggest hole going to be as you look at this offense and the returning guys?
Yeah, so I think the big thing with the offense next year is they're going to have to be more potent, especially early on in the season when I think this defense is going to go through a little bit of some growing pains there. So can they be, you know, they're going to be asked to win games, say, 38-20 as opposed to winning them 31-10 a season ago. Can Stetson Bennett do that? Can Stetson Bennett raise his game? Or, you know, can Brock Vandegrift or whoever the quarterback is next season, can they elevate their play from this season? Because I think they're going to have to. The wide receiver and tight end position, I know you lose George Pickens, but you bring back Brock Bowers, you bring back every other significant contributor. I think there's room for this passing offense to become more potent. To answer your question, Carl, I like Kenny McIntosh. I like Kendall Milton. I think they're with more touches next year, they're going to be able to grow into bigger roles. But what James Cook and Zamir White brought to you, obviously from a leadership standpoint, but even from an on-field standpoint, is not easy to replace. They don't have an athlete like James Cook in the backfield next season. And Zamir White was a huge reason why Georgia was able to win that game in the second half without punishing he was. Kendall Milton, while he has some of those same traits, has to prove that he can get through a season fully healthy to do so. So I actually think, you know, for RBU, a program that has great running backs and will continue to produce so, there is a little bit of a question as far as can you bring what James Cook and Kendall and Zamir White brought to your team this year.
It's our man Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation, breaking down all the moves and what we're going to look like next year. A bunch of folks were asking us when we were at a Grindhouse on Saturday about what the defensive coordinator job looks like. Is it continue as a co-coordinator thing with Muschamp and Schumann?
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to look like. And if I had to guess, I believe Schumann is going to probably take on a more vocal, forward-facing role in that aspect. You know, he's someone who's cut his teeth at Georgia. He's been on Kirby's staff here since day one. I think he's earned the ability to sort of be that front-facing defensive coordinator, the guy standing next to Kirby signaling in plays. He's whip-smart, and much like Dan Lanning is on his way to being so at Oregon now, going to be a Power 5 head coach one day. And with Muschamp, I know, you know, a lot of people want to see him promoted because of the name recognition that comes with him, but I think Muschamp is going to be around Georgia for a while. You know, he's got kids there in the Athens area. His son Jackson is a walk-on quarterback on the team. You know, this is not, I think, Will Muschamp looking to become a Georgia defensive coordinator, win a national title, go be a head coach there elsewhere. I think he wants to remain in Athens for a little bit longer.
Connor, projections, who is the top draft pick of all these guys that have declared to go to the draft? And where do you see Pickens? Mike and I were talking about these mock drafts. Mm-hmm. He's got to go impress at the combine, obviously, and maybe it's his pro day. But does he have a chance to jump up to a surprisingly, you know, maybe a first or second round pick, in your opinion?
I think first round is going to be a little tough, just given how deep this wide receiver class is, even with a guy like Jameson Williams and John Betchie having knee injuries. You still have Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, who I think are going to be first-round picks, Traylon Burks from Arkansas as well. But I do think George could push into the second round there, especially if he gets a clean bill of health there in Indianapolis. The guy I would draft if I'm, you know, picking Georgia players, I'd pick Nakobe Dean first, but I'm imagining, you know, he gets to Indianapolis and teams aren't going to love the size that he has or the 40 that he runs. And so while I think he is a top 10 pick and the best linebacker in the country, and as a New England Patriots fan, a guy that would have been the best linebacker on the field against the Buffalo Bills this past weekend, I actually think the guy who, when it's all said and done, is going to shoot up the draft boards is going to be Trayvon Walker. He has athleticism you just can't teach. He is an absolute freak. His stats were a little dulled because of the role that he had to play at Georgia, but I think as a 4-3 defensive end, I think he's a guy that has a lot of upside, and his best football is still in front of him. And it wouldn't surprise me if on draft day we're hearing Trayvon Walker's name called with the 8th overall pick by the Atlanta Falcons. I think that's how high Trayvon Walker can end up going if he nails this sort of pre-draft process.
I just took Jordan Davis, Carl, at a mock draft at 8. But again, I mean, it's all, you know. And then Nakobe Dean has got the websites, the value. I said to Carl, the valuations on these mocks are all over the place. So it's kind of fun until we actually get the combine. Hey, real quick, a couple of we knew there was like a section cordoned off for recruits at the Celebration Festivus on Saturday at Sanford Stadium. Are there any surprises on the second part of signing day?
No, it's actually going to be, I think, a little bit of a dull, you know, there's one real prospect name for Georgia. I think it's Christian Miller, 4-star defensive tackle to sort of watch there with the Bulldogs landing him. The thing with Georgia right now that's really interesting is, you know, if you're looking at scholarships and where they're going to be at, they got to be at 85 by the time the season starts. Right now, they're projected to be at 94 scholarships, assuming they sign the play, the uncommitted or the unsigned recruits that are committed to them at this point in time. So they're going to have further roster churn, more guys entering the transfer portal. Some of them may not be all that surprising, but there's going to be guys, much like there was last year with Major Burns, Tyreek Stevenson, Jermaine Johnson, who would have played at Georgia but ultimately elect to transfer elsewhere. So that's sort of the big thing to watch throughout the remainder of this offseason.
All right, Connor, how did you celebrate? What did you do last weekend?
So I was working all week, because obviously that's part of the gig, but – we were on hand for the celebration on Saturday. Tons of people there in Athens, at least over 100,000 people, you know, packed the parade streets. It was great. And then afterwards, we went to a local brewery in Athens. The entire Dog Nation team, Creature Comforts, had a fantastic time. Saw a bunch of people that really enjoyed the celebration. I got a chance to see some friends last night, and we talked about the game there as well. Just even though the celebration was Saturday and a lot of guys from the 2021 team are moving on, you still get the sense that a lot of people in not just Atlanta or Athens, but in the entire state of Georgia are going to remember what this team did for a very long time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.